Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
According to Paul in Ephesians, we had 2 major problems. First, our nature. We were dead in offenses and sins. That's verses 1 and 2 of chapter 2. But our problem also involves our status before God, as he points out in verses 12 and 13, that you were at that time apart from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of the promise, having no hope without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have become near in the blood of Christ. So we see that our problem before God extends far beyond sin and even beyond our being dead before him. We had a status problem, and Francis Ball is here today as we come to Ephesians chapter 2 once again. Francis, welcome back to the program.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Chris.
Francis, in this chapter, Paul is painting a very dark picture, showing us 2 things that we need to be saved from. First, that we mentioned a moment ago, that by nature we were dead. And this can clearly be seen by these 3 dark verses at the beginning of the chapter, can't it?
Yes. Now we're going to see today, Chris, that it's not only that we're sinners, but that we're dead. This is even makes our status absolutely wrong with God. So we need a salvation that goes farther than what we read about in Romans. We knew there we've got forgiven of our sins and we got reconciled to God.
Right.
But we never realized what a sorry condition we were in, as it brings out here in Ephesians, that we were dead in sins and offenses.
So, Francis, these 3 verses really do clearly establish what our nature is. Even the last of verse 3 says, we were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. Witness Lee is going to give a brief introductory word here. And in this, I think he'll touch both this matter of nature, but also introduce the problem that we have regarding our status. Why don't we join him for that?
In chapter 2, Paul gives us 2 pictures. One picture according to our nature, and the other picture according to our status. Every living person has a nature and also possesses a status. Our nature was fully in debt, and our status was fully far off from God. All God's blessings to his chosen people were embodied in Christ. Christ came out of Israel. We, Gentiles, separated from Israel, were apart from Christ, having nothing to do with him. This is all what it meant, apart from Christ. We had no hope. We had nothing. What a pitiful situation to be without God. We were just like that.
You know, Francis, as we read verse 12, we have all of these clauses, all of these phrases, apart from Christ, which we just heard. That means we're apart from the blessings. We're apart from everything that God has for mankind because it's all in Christ. We're alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. That means that we have no part of Israel, and since Christ came out from Israel, it further complicates this separation. Strangers to the covenants, no hope, and without God in the world. Really a pitiful condition we were in, isn't it?
It really is. This condition that we were in before we were saved is really a pitiful condition. And to see how that came about, we need to realize that God did create man in a good way for accomplishing his purpose. But there was a fall that brought in the satanic nature into us and changed our nature to be satanic and against God and without God, so that something was developed in us, in our very nature, that really caused a big problem. And this problem even changed our status. But our status was really, as we'll see later, was really changed because of our not being related to God's chosen ones.
That's an important concept that I want to underscore a little bit as we get ready to join Witness Lee for this next segment. And that is this phrase, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. And the analogy here that Paul is making that I think will become evident in this coming portion is that of, we could think of it as an illegal alien, I guess, in our terminology. Someone who is here, but really not here legally. Therefore, by law, they are disqualified from being entitled to all the benefits that would come to a proper citizen. And that is also included in our status before we're saved, isn't it? We're illegal aliens, so to speak.
That's right. Without being changed in our nature, we are also illegal aliens, as you put it, so that we don't have any rights to all the blessings that God has promised to His chosen people.
And so what is about to be brought out in this coming section is the logical consequence of being in such a status. Mm. Let's go to Witness Lee.
Why the world people are so hunting for this kind of entertainment and that kind of sports just because they don't have God as their enjoyment.
Right.
They are in the world. But today we are not in the world. Where we are? In the heavenlies. We are in the heavenlies. We are in Christ. We are in the Spirit. According to our original status, I tell you, we were in a position of the Gentiles in the flesh, the uncircumcision, apart from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope without God, but living in the world. According to our nature, we were just dead there. According to our status, we were aliens. Aliens to God. Aliens to Christ. Aliens to God's promise, covenants. And aliens to God's kingdom, the commonwealth of Israel. Aliens, aliens to everything related to God. That was our position by our status. We didn't have any hope, and we didn't have God. So we had nothing for our enjoyment. We just lived in the world hunting for those sinful entertainments, music, sports, all kinds of evil things. We didn't have a good status. Neither we had a living nature. Our nature was dead and our status was awful. Just an alien's status. So there we had no hope at all. What we had, just the world, the cosmos, a satanic system. And there we just were all together sinful, evil. Yet God saved us. Amen. Out of that position and out of that condition and made us the members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Then we all have become the masterpiece of God's saving work.
Wow.
Right? And this is the church poetry. Now, we are in another condition, right? And we are in another position, and we do have another nature. And we also possess another status. Hallelujah. Is this clear?
Francis, I really like this segment. It so vividly highlights all of our experience. And certainly the experience of all of those whom we know and pray for and are burdened for that have not yet found Christ, have not yet had this transfer, have not yet been delivered out of this dead nature. What a salvation to see it in this expanded light, more than just being, you know, saved from our sins and having a ticket to heaven.
Yes, Chris, this is certainly a vivid picture of what it was to be without God and in the world, and to see what we were like and to realize what our friends and our associates are like in their seeking after something to satisfy their longings, since they can't have the blessings of God.
Right.
They don't know what to do with themselves. They're seeking all the time to find something that would satisfy, would entertain, and would keep them occupied. And this is just to be in the world, to have a status that's alienated from God, that isn't in a position or in a condition and a status to take benefits of all the things that God has given us. It reminds me of chapter 1 where it says, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies.
Exactly.
This is what we enjoy.
Right.
We're enjoying the spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. And someone will say, do you mean you've already gone to heaven? Well, I don't know for sure how to answer that, but I still feel that there is something in the blessings that we enjoy as those who have been made alive through the death of Christ, through the regenerating of Christ, who have God now.
Right.
We're not without God. We do have God, and we're not in the world. We're in another realm. We're not seeking our enjoyment of the world. We're getting our enjoyment and our satisfaction and our supply from the heavenly blessings that God has given us. So I think it's really not too much to say that there's such a vast difference between being saved and being lost. From being without God, being without hope, without and being in the world, from being in the blessings of God. That's a vast, vast difference both of our nature and of our status. And I believe this has really opened our eyes some today to see what our status is. As believers in Christ, those who have been regenerated, been forgiven, been cleansed, and have obtained another life,
right.
We are really in another realm of enjoyment.
Because all of the blessings that you pointed out that Paul enumerates in chapter 1, all of the rights and entitlements of a proper citizen of the commonwealth or the kingdom of God, the household of God, that means as his family members, all of that now becomes our rightful portion, our rightful inheritance, and we don't have to slink around and hide in the corners and in the shadows because we're illegal, so to speak. We can boldly march right in, can't we, and claim our portion.
Yes, I've had some experience with some that are what you would call aliens. They're here illegally.
Yes.
They don't have the status of a citizen, so they don't have the privileges. They may feel, I don't have the responsibilities either. Well, that's true, but you don't have the privileges, you don't have the blessings of being a citizen. It's a big, big loss, not only in this world, in the country where we are, but more so in God's kingdom. We're in the kingdom of God to inherit all the blessings and receive all the supply and blessings that God has for his people.
You know, Francis, there's a familiar scene, I think it's been in movies or at least newsreels, and I think every American enjoys watching this, and that's that view of the immigrants who have gone and they've fulfilled all the requirements and passed the citizenship test, and the day comes when they're handed that status as an American citizen, and the look in their eye and the appreciation that they have. I wonder how many of us have at least that level of appreciation for the status that we have been entitled to because of Christ's redemption.
My, what a marvelous thing that the blood of Christ has redeemed us, and the life of Christ is saving us and has provided every spiritual blessing to us in the heavenlies.
Let's go back to Witness Lee. He's going to touch just exactly that point, Francis. I think it's a good conclusion to our fellowship today.
Now we come to verse 13. But now,
amen.
But now we have become near. We have become near to five things: to Christ, to Israel, to God's promise, to God Himself, and to all God's blessings. This is altogether happened in Christ. Our present position is in Christ, not far off any longer. We are now in Christ. Not only so, but also in the blood of Christ. Christ shed his blood on the cross for our redemption. And that blood and that redemption has brought us out of that low status. You see, it is Christ's redemption that transferred us out of that low status into a higher position. Today, we got transferred, by the redeeming blood of Christ. So here, we are no more in the low status, but we are in the heavenly. We are now in Christ. Here in Christ, everything passive is ours. God is ours. Israel is ours. God's covenants are ours. And God's blessings are ours because we are now in Christ. Now, we all have to realize we, on the one hand, have been saved from our fallen condition by life. And on the other hand, we all have been transferred from the old status to the new by the redemption of Christ. We have the salvation, and we also have the transfer. We were saved to be a masterpiece, a poem to express God's wisdom, God's design, and God's beauty. Now, we were transferred into a position that four things could be our portion. In this position, we could be a new man. And in this position, we could be the commonwealth of God. That means the kingdom. In this position, we could be the household of God. That means the family of God. And in this position, we could be built together to be God's dwelling place. What is chapter 2? Chapter 2 is a picture showing us how we have been saved out of our pitiful, miserable condition to be even a masterpiece, a poem. Not only so, we also have been transferred from that poor, far-off status into a new position that is in Christ. And here, in this new position, we can be the new man. And we can be the commonwealth of God, we can be the household of God, and we can be built up into the dwelling place of God. This is chapter 2.
Francis, on Friday we had a program with Bob Danker, and we touched the verse just before these, which now he's referred to a couple of times. I think we should mention it. It says, for we are his masterpiece, which is really the Greek word that we translate in English, poem, created in Christ Jesus. So we've gone from this condition of no status, dead in nature, an illegal alien, not just to being uplifted in our status, but because of his blood, we now have become qualified to be worked on by him to become ultimately even his masterpiece. How marvelous is this?
This is really beyond our ability to express it in full. Just like what you said, and emphasize this word as Brother Lee did, the masterpiece. I was in a little fellowship with some Vietnamese brothers and sisters last night.
Really?
And I asked them during that time, I said, what do you think was the greatest thing the Lord ever did, that God ever did? Of course, you expect some are going to say, well, he created the earth. He did all these wonderful things. And it's not even the greatest thing that he saved us from sin.
That's right.
And even that he changed our status. But the greatest thing is that he produced a masterpiece. When you think of all that God has done, even you look at all of creation and you think of all that God has done, and you look at lives that have been changed and you think of all that God has done, and families that have been healed, how wonderful the things God has done. But nothing comes up to the standard of his masterpiece but his church.
Wow.
What he did in bringing people to himself out of such a terrible state, that is, a terrible condition of death, and through such a terrible status of just being occupied, going on without God, without hope, without any blessings from God that they could claim as their own. Oh, they just have been brought into something so refreshing, so marvelous. This is the greatest thing that God could do. That's the masterpiece. You mentioned as a poem. A poem depends on the poet.
That's right.
How much can this poet do? Well, with all that he's produced, and then to say in just a couple of verses here that this is his masterpiece of all the things that he's ever written, this is his masterpiece. Chris, I don't know about you, but I feel so blessed.
Me too.
To be a little comma or an exclamation mark or a question mark or whatever in this masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
The dot on the I of one word in the poem,
yes,
maybe, Francis. That's our portion.
More like it.
But just to be in it, as you said, exactly I was feeling as you spoke the words, how blessed do we feel? And, you know, at times, I don't know about you, I get reluctant to use that phrase because it's become so overworked. Mm-hmm. But in this case, in Ephesians, especially as Paul lays out all of the spiritual blessings in Christ, there's nothing more fitting than to say, yes, we are blessed by God in Christ to become incorporated into this inexplicable masterpiece.
It really is so. And that key figure or the key term that's used in this whole epistle is in Christ.
Right.
That's where we are. We're in Christ.
But now in Christ, you who were once far off have become near in the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Hmm. Well, Francis, we could go on, I think. I'd like to go back and listen to these portions again because I think there's so much that we missed and we only were able to touch on a few of the points. What a message.
It's hard to keep from getting so excited you can't really put your words together.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're left to recommend to our listeners that they contact us about getting the printed message,
yes,
don't you think, in this case?
That's very important.
I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening today.